This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would change the way many bicyclists ride in Colorado is rolling through the legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The bill would legalize so-called safety stops for bicyclists at all intersections. That means they could proceed through stop signs at a slow speed as long as the intersection is clear. They could also do so at a red light after stopping. It's meant to help cyclists distance themselves from automobile traffic rather than starting from a standstill alongside cars, trucks, and buses. Opponents say the change would be confusing and should be left to local governments to decide. The bill could head to the Senate soon. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A power utility in Durango has voted to partially shift away from its single energy provider. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports the move will let them add locally produced renewable energy.
La Plata Electric buys energy from Tri-State, the largest power supplier for rural utility companies in the Rocky Mountain West. Historically, a contract with Tri-State means members can only generate 5% of their own power. The Durango's utility board has voted to negotiate a new contract to get only half of its electricity from Tri-State. If approved, the other half will come from a renewable power company. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder waived student fees for graduate workers at this month's Board of Regents meeting. Now Colorado State University students want the same, CPR's Paolo Jossiter reports.
An internal report found that a lack of funding for graduate students is hurting CSU when it comes to competing for talent against other research universities. Some hope to help fix that by eliminating student fees for graduate workers, which can add over $1,000 per semester. CSU leaders are considering the solution. Student fees pay for things like counseling, student government, and the athletics department. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado weather turning much colder, down into the teens during the day tomorrow along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.